Hello everybody, I'm George Mine. Well, thanks for coming back to my channel. It's a monstrous attack the other day in Golders Green, that area of North London with a very significant Jewish community, where two Jewish men, both quite elderly, were stabbed on the street. Now, mercifully, neither of them has died. So one of them is not too seriously injured. The other is quite seriously injured. I mean, let's hope he doesn't die of his wounds, because some people say it could take weeks in hospital and still die, but I don't think he's completely out of danger yet. So that's it. And one of the injured people is even given an interview to the media. It's a father and son pair, actually. And a suspect has been arrested. So that was it. So people, the Jewish community is obviously feeling under threat. There have been several violent anti-Semitic attacks in the United Kingdom over the last 3 years and so on. So obviously that's despicable. So no one should be mistreated on the basis of his or her ethnicity or faith. And, you know, that ought to go without saying, but unfortunately it's something which needs to be constantly underscored these days. So no one's bad. No one's born bad because of the person's DNA, in the sense of they have this skin tone or eye color or hair color or texture or shape of whatever facial features. That's absolutely preposterous. That doesn't correlate with evil or indeed goodness. So we're all human beings. Obviously, what unites is much greater than what divides. And, you know, race is really just skin deep. It really doesn't matter. There are people I like or people I dislike of all ethnicities, nationalities, faiths, those with no religious belief whatsoever. So if somebody is guilty of whatever crime, that's because he is an individual's guilty, he or she. That's not reflective of the whole community. And even if a certain crime is more commonly committed by people of a certain ethnic or religious group, that doesn't mean most of them are guilty, or certainly not all of them are guilty. Guilt is individual, it's not national, it's not racial, and it's not religious based like that. So I'm worried, obviously, that this monstrous crime will be exploited by racist and violent politicians in other countries. Now, the suspect taken into custody is an ethnic minority Muslim man from the United Kingdom. And obviously, I extend the presumption of guilt even to him. But should it transpire that he's guilty, that doesn't reflect guilt on people of his ethnicity or people of his citizenship or people of his religious belief. Someone just said this is because of their genocide. No, it's not. Okay, it's true the state of Israel committed genocide, but that's, I mean, some Israelis are totally against that. Most Jews are not Israelis, yeah? So even if most Israelis were in favor of this, even if most Jews were in favor of it, it'd be wrong to mistreat a person still for being Jewish. No one should mistreat it because of their ethnicity or faith. And that is a guilt by association. People of my ethnicity, however you define that, Irish, British, European, white, whatever, have committed monstrous crimes, do commit terrible crimes even today. I shouldn't be punished because of the wicked thing people do. I come from a Christian background, Catholic more specifically, and they're Catholics or they're other Christians who've done terrible things, but that doesn't mean that I should carry the can for that. That's not fair. Okay, justice is individual. You mustn't punish someone because of his or her sister, cousin, aunt, you know, nephew, friend, neighbor, associate, whatever, has done something. That's grossly unjust. Likewise, the many monstrous crimes perpetrated by Israel against the Palestinians are not a reason to attack Jewish people in Israel or in any other country. And obviously, Israel doesn't represent all Jews or most Jews. You know, only a minority of Jews even are Israeli. And not all Israelis are Jewish. And Jews have done so much for world civilization, you know, in all sorts of ways, in humanitarianism, in medicine, in music, entertainment, business, jurisprudence, all sorts of spheres, you know, science, technology. So, you know, the world owes the Jewish community an immense debt of gratitude. And no one should judge Jewish people by the terrible atrocities of the Netanyahu administration, which is sickening a lot of Jewish people as well. All right. No one should judge Muslims by the worst, you know, crimes of, you know, the Taliban or ISIS or anything like that. So it'd be wrong to try and say this typifies any group of people. So it's obviously a plea for humanitarianism, for common decency, and not to allow demagogic politicians to exploit these crimes in order to incite violence against the innocent. Again, obviously got to sort of break the cycle of violence and retribution, okay? Like there to be no acrimony. We all mingle very freely, very happily. That's what I embrace. multiracial Britain, people of a different ethnic group to me or from different religious background, they're just as human as I am. They can be very good people. Just because someone looks roughly like me or was brought up in the same faith as me, I don't have that much in common with that person. I don't automatically like that person. I could like someone who's from Mongolia or Paraguay or the Democratic Republic of Congo way more. And actually, have, there might be greater commonality between this person and someone who's born, in the same hospital as me, the same ethnicity and the same religious background. All right. So do what you can to work against odium, bigotry, racialism, and violence, and their monstrous acts of violence committed in the United Kingdom by the government every single day against the most innocent people of all. Those who can't run away can't defend themselves, and it's an outrageous evil. So Keir Starmer was booed when he turned up, and none of this crime should not be exploited to deprive people of their freedom of expression, to speak in solidarity for those suffering genocide. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, George Callahan 79 at gmail.com. Goodbye.